Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, what will happen to ACA subsidies? Number two, the gun bill is up today. And number three, 30 House Democrats press their leadership for police funding. Let's get into it. The number one story of the day is, this is incredibly important for Democrats. The ACA subsidies, which were extended as part of the American Rescue, expanded as part of the American Rescue package, expire in just a couple months. And this means that premiums will go up for a bunch of enrollees in the Affordable Care Act and healthcare plans that are part of the Affordable Care Act. The reality is this. The only way to get this through, the only way to get this legislation through to avert those rate hikes is in a reconciliation package, a 50-vote proposition that Democrats could only pass, has to be passed by September 30th. The key to that reconciliation package is Joe Manchin. One source told us yesterday that they will put anything in the reconciliation package that Joe Manchin will vote for. And here's the interesting thing. We had no idea. No one had any idea where Manchin was on ACA subsidies in the reconciliation package, which I would argue, and we argue this morning, this is the central proposition for Democrats right now. This is the only thing that matters for Democrats right now. Everything else in a reconciliation package is ancillary. If rates go up, if people get rate increase letters in October, Republicans are going to, whether it's honest or not, it's not honest, but Republicans are going to pummel Democrats for that. But the reality is Republicans wouldn't vote for it. But so we talked to Manchin yesterday. Remember, the price tag for extending these subsidies is $220 billion over a decade. That's according to CBO. So Manchin was pretty noncommittal last night. I'm not going to read all the quotes, but he said, the bottom line is there's so many dollars to go around, and the rest of it, you saw the big package and the wish list they have on climate, I don't know what they're going to do. This is Manchonian. This is not necessarily how most people speak, but Manchin has a way with words. And I would urge you to go to punchbowl.news for all the quotes for the entire write-up, but this is a big problem for Democrats. The House Democratic leadership recognizes it. The Senate Democratic leadership recognizes it. The White House recognizes it. They all have different degrees of recognition, to be fair and to be safe. But they all want this done. They all want the subsidies extended. The only way it's going to get extended is in reconciliation. The only way it's going to get in reconciliation is if Joe Manchin supports it. So Democrats got to work on Manchin. Number two story of the day, guns. The Senate will vote this morning to end a Republican filibuster on the bipartisan gun package. The proponents of the bill, they have the 60. They have 60 votes they need. So after today, once cloture is invoked, the Senate moves to post-cloture debate time. That's 30 hours. Let's say they vote at 11 o'clock this morning. 30 hours brings you to early Friday afternoon. Now, that doesn't mean this vote's going to be, the final passage is going to be early Friday afternoon. Doesn't mean that. It means that that's the latest final passage could be. Republicans could give back time, and you'd think logically that Republicans will want to give back time because they want to get to their July 4th recess, but it only takes one to stop that. So that 30 hours could collapse, but if not, they're going to be here for 30 more hours after the cloture vote. If the Senate passes this measure, which again, we expect, base case, Senate's passing this thing, the House will stay in town until it votes on the measure and sends it to President Joe Biden. Number three story of the day, a fascinating letter from Josh Gottheimer and signed by a range of Democrats pushing House Democratic leadership to take up legislation boosting police funding. You heard that right. There are a lot of Democrats that want to boost police funding. Democrats took a very sharp tone in this letter. They said they are worried about rising crime rates, and they are pushing for a number of bills to get across the finish line to get brought to the floor after the July 4th recess. And here's what so let's talk about the politics for a second. The politics here are incredibly interesting, right? Because Democrats will be interested to see how sharp a tone their fellow Democrats take here. Republicans will see this as evidence of a huge political vulnerability, given its focus on rising crime rates, which they see as a huge liability for the Dems going into November. The interesting thing here to me is that the House Democrats in this letter take a shot at the House Judiciary Committee and its chairman, Jerry Nadler, if not by name, by inference. So they call out Nadler saying he has no, they call it the Judiciary Committee saying he has no interest in bringing up police legislation. Now, these bills that they want to bring up, it would be divisive because there are a lot of people on the Judiciary Committee and in the larger, Democratic caucus that don't want to boost police funding. So this will be divisive, but it shows the divides in the Democratic Party. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.